I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Empire Strikes Back Secret Cinema. So the secret cinema thing we should explain is they screen a film and they do it at a secret location and they make the pre of seeing the film, which goes for several hours, an immersive experience. And they'd just the year before done Back to the Future, and I've seen a highlights video of that, and it just looks amazing. They sort of give you the address on a need-to-know basis, and like we didn't get to sort of do this fully because we got the tickets on eBay and on the day, but you do a survey on this site. All these sites are set up, these secret websites, like in-universe sites, and it tells you what your allegiance is to the rebellion, if you're a smuggler or a mercenary or in the Creative Council, which is sort of like a Jedi, I think it was, and maybe a pilot. There was a pilot as well.
There was fighter pilots, yeah.
Yeah, so we were mercenaries after my little survey.
What were the questions that led you to be the mercenary? Because you did that on the phone very quickly while we were waiting in line, but I'm interested to know what the questions were. Do you remember? Or
It was just like, are you very lawful on a level of 1 to 10? Do you enjoy flight? Are you artistic? I don't know, just vague things like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, we walked across this sort of newish plaza, and there was a rebel there to lead us on. And then you saw everyone in various states of dress. Some people were totally decked out in Star Wars, and some people, unfortunately, just wore a Star Wars T-shirt. But I think most people went to a little bit of effort. They bought their little their scarf or their goggles to get amongst it.
Well, Paul was saying, because he sort of got his ticket more legitimately than us, and he was saying that, you know, say, for example, we were allocated mercenary, whatever he was allocated, they also give you a guide like, oh, you know, if you don't want to go to the store and buy the scarf, whatever, here's a guide of the colors that you should wear, like, you know, for example, like wear beige neutrals on the bottom and black on the top. And so even people that weren't in costume were like in theme of their ranking that they were given.
Yeah. And some people that had, you know, they already had Star Wars costumes. They were wearing those already and stuff. There was a few Jedis lurking about and rebel pilots, that sort of thing. But it was really cool how they began. Like, you sort of rocked up to this sort of like fenced off warehouse, and there was a sign that just had Earth Cargo Airlines Terminal THX 1138, and that was sort of a bit of a warning. And then you went through a tunnel, like, and then that sort of like sent you into the world, and then you were sort of immersed in like the world of
the customs. They were like checking your papers, and
yeah, and then they sort of what they did was really cool, was they sealed everyone's phones in these silver bags. They sort of put a heat seal. There was a strict, very strict no phone or media rule, which I don't know, like it was for the best. Like, I would have loved a few photos in there, but it made it.
But you would have been taken out of the experience. Like,
yeah, taking selfies and stuff.
Yeah, it was so, because I just, there were so many moments where I was like, oh my God, Steel is dying to take a photo right now, but you couldn't. So you were just like enjoying the moment and going through. I think you would have had a very different time had you been allowed to have your phone.
Yeah, it was really cool. And they had all these like signs, you know, mobile communication monitoring devices are prohibited, but it was all in like a Star Wars, like it looked like Arabesh, the font of Star Wars, and it was very in universe.
Yeah.
And as we're going in, we hung out with Lobot. Remember there was a Lobot standing behind us?
Did. But they sort of got you all hyped up from the beginning. Like you were in a line and then all of the kind of, you know, the staff were panicked.
Yeah, and they were like recruiting. It
was like, come on, we've got to go. The crew, yeah, and there was sort of like kind of siren-y sort of noises going off, and they keep telling you like, quickly, everyone, cover your face with your scarf. Like it's going to get sandy. It's going to get, you know, everyone, put your phones away, put this away, and like there was just this real panicked.
Yeah, they sort of did a really cool thing at the start where they'd rush you around and you had to like go under
like
these
pushing
little,
and like, yeah,
go
really
under these
like,
little tunnels. There'd be people yelling at you, run, you rebel, run. And then, like, the Imperials would sort of come in and, yeah, it was really cool. We got a big pep talk and then we got in that ship. Like, we went into, like, one of the, like, the Rebel transports from Empire Strikes Back and, you know, a bit of a virtual reality. You know, they had this, the big screen and we took off from London.
Yeah, and then the Imperials sort of came in and they took someone from the audience.
Yeah, and then we went through passport control. And then we're on Tatooine.
But it was just, even before getting to Tatooine, I was so stressed because there was at least, what, 1,000 to 1,500 people there. And they just, they really created this vibe because everyone was in costume. It was dark. It was loud. There was flashing lights. It was sandy. It was smoky. And you couldn't really see that well. And you were sort of like, oh my God, I'm getting, and they would come up and sort of push you and tell you to hurry up. And you were just in that panicked of, and you know, they were speaking in very like kind of wartime, like you're the rebellion and you're this and like quickly they're coming. And they just got you in this heightened sense where you were sort of panicked and excited and you couldn't see and you couldn't really hear anything. And you're worried about being separated from your friends. And it was just like, it was exciting. Like, you didn't know what was happening, and then they were taking your phone and they'd sort of tell you to hurry up and push you. It was just, I don't know, I've never experienced anything like it. I was panicked. Like, I really felt like I was in it. Because I remember I kept grabbing, please don't leave me. Because it was just like, there was thousands, you know, so many people, and it was dark, and I don't know, I was a bit scared. Not scared, but just like, you know, what's going to happen next?
And there was also like, what is happening? Like that was...
Yeah, I knew it was 5 hours long and I was just, they did a really good job of kind of getting you, like I was so amped by the time we got in there because of that whole intro.
And then, yeah, we walked out of the passport control and we were in Tatooine. It was...
It was amazing.
I'll just never forget how cool that was. So it's a giant warehouse space, and it's all laid in sand. And then there's like the Tatooine, like village is there, and like, you know, there's vendors on the street selling beer, which they were calling something else. But they're all, everyone was in character. So the person you bought beer off was talking Star Warsy to you. And asking for credits. Like, there was no dollars. It was all credits. And they were all dressed up and...
But not hokey. Like, it sounds pantomimey and cheesy, but it was like you were literally on the set. It was incredible. And I'm very cynical and, like, picky with stuff like that, which is why in the beginning I didn't want to do it. But it was just so... it was, like, unreal. It was... Yeah. And, so impressive.
And it was insane. There was like R2 units going around. There were stormtroopers patrolling.
Jawas just running around.
And then you could sort of just explore all these different houses and like huts and stuff and get pieces of information off actors that were like playing these parts. Like, we went to a secret Jedi briefing And remember they taught us how to use the Jedi mind trick with the and the hand signal to let someone know that you're in the rebellion. Mm-hmm. But it was so cool. We're in this little hut getting a secret briefing about rebellion business.
But like before we were in the hut, we tried to go into the hut and it was locked and you couldn't go in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it was just like nothing was like, you know, you go to Disneyland and you're in universe and out of universe, like you line up and then someone tells you like, oh, come over here and do this. It wasn't like that. It was like everything was real. Like, oh, there's people in here, we're locking the door, you can't come in. Like no one would explain to you like, oh, just line up here and wait.
Yeah.
Things just happened organically and everything was in character. Like there was nothing to take you out of the universe.
But yeah, the closest would be that like if you were trying to get into that Jedi meeting, a Jedi would come to the door and go, patience, young rebel, your time will come.
Yeah, yeah. But no one would say like, oh, this is what's happening in here sort of thing. And then like stormtroopers would just run through and grab someone and start sort of reprimanding them for something, and oh, it was really cool.
Yeah, all these little skits, and like it's in this massive warehouse space, so you would like you'd hear something happening on the other side of the village, and you go, it wasn't like there were so many different things happening that you could.
It was like being in a real marketplace.
Yeah, and we saw like there was Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen's house was there. A little bit non-canon that their house was in the village, but we'll let it slide, Jackie. Mm-hmm. And you could go in, and Aunt Beru was pouring people blue milk and giving them hints because there was sort of like little missions you could go on. And you could involve yourself as much as you wanted or as little as you wanted, but just little tasks to like, oh, you'll need to go see Han Solo about that. And you go to the cantina to find Han Solo or, you know, there was. And so Aunt Beru was in there, and then the Imperials turned up and started questioning Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen. There was some stormtroopers and a political. And then I have to say, very proud. I did start the crowd at booing and heckling the Imperials. It's like, boo! The Empire sucks! Down with the Emperor! And like he would like then get really angry and try to like shut people up. And it was really, really cool.
It was. You went and did some negotiations with Han and Chewie.
Yeah, so we
at the
went
cantina.
We went to the Mos Eisley cantina, and they had the bar set up. And so I proceeded to buy a few beers just so I could lean against the bar and order a beer. It was
so fucking cool,
so surreal to be in there. And and then you came up to me and started going, "My friend, he doesn't like you."
Yeah.
It was a bit mean when you said you didn't like me either, but, you know, I just assume you're in character. And, so then Han Solo walks in and sits at his classic spot in the on the couch, which, of course, it was quite weird that we'd just been in that same, situation a day ago at the Wax Museum. Mm. And so he's there with Chewie. And so I went and had a chat to him, and it was funny because, you know, they're all obviously...
But you were so nervous to talk to Han. Because I was watching you, and everyone was kind of going up and negotiating with him and, like, in character and, like, not being like, oh, excuse me, Han, can I take your photo? Like, it was just very, like, hey, Han, how you doing? And then, you know, a conversation would come about. But you were standing back for ages watching nervously and, like, you were like, oh, I've got to talk to Han. Like, you were so – you wanted to talk to him so badly, but you kept, like, letting people go first because you were nervous.
It was so cool how they all had –
brought your little sack of gold out and you were like, oh, Han.
Yeah, he had such a American movie accent. Like he was real like, what do you want, kid? And I went to him, oh, what can a few nuggets of gold get you around here? And he goes, how about some spice? And I was like, I'd like that very much. And then he heckled me that the bit of gold I gave him wasn't big enough. And he goes, 3 pieces. And he goes, that is not a piece of gold. Like, and I'm like, the next ones are big. They're big. He goes, They're all right, kid. Get out of here. And I got my little envelope of spice.
Yes.
Which I think had seeds in it. And I made.
You didn't take it home, did you?
Oh, yes, I did.
You did? I was going to say, that'll get taken up at customs. You got it through.
And I've got some gold as well and some spice.
I've got some gold. You gave me a piece of gold.
I'm a very generous person.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all had to get a shuttle to Alderaan to hear the full episode along with hundreds of hours of bonus content. I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.